Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is Talk Radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America.
What are we struggling with right now? You know, America right now is struggling with so much with their health. We're one of the sickest nations, but yet we've got some of the strongest research going on. And it's amazing to see the breakthroughs. And we're going to be talking about some of these breakthroughs a little bit later on this hour. Right now, we're going to go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I'm living well. How can I help?
Well, I have a question around sexual response and hysterectomy.
Okay. Talk to me.
Okay, after having a hysterectomy, the orgasms are not as intense, and then sometimes you have, you know, to go to the restroom a lot more often. Is there anything that you can do to alleviate one and improve the other?
Improve the other. Well, it just depends. Did it start right after the hysterectomy, or did it come sometime later? Was any of this happening before at all?
No, it's all after.
Okay, how long after?
Probably pretty much right after, you know. Yeah, the libido, ovaries, uterus, cervix, all gone, yeah. Along with the thyroid.
Yeah. Oh, they took the thyroid too?
Well, in a different period of time, but ultimately I had a carcinoma of the thyroid. So
okay.
And it just happened within a year or two of each other.
Right, I gotcha. Okay, yeah, there's several things you can do. I mean, it really comes down, libido comes around testosterone more than anything.
Right.
And yeah, and so have you had those levels checked with your physician to see what the numbers are on the blood test?
Oh, absolutely, and they're in quote unquote the normal range.
Okay, so then
since I don't have anything to compare to it, I mean, if normal is 1 to 5, and I was a 5, and now I'm a 2, you know, I'm in the normal range, but it's what I need to be me in a sense.
Right,
or,
I know. Yeah,
you know, so.
I gotcha. Well, there's a couple things herbal that you can look into, and maca root has a really good response with women that have low libido post hysterectomy. So the maca root, tribulus, those are two really, really good that a lot of research is on that women get really good response with. And zinc. Zinc is a mineral, believe it or not, that men blow through pretty strongly just because it makes testosterone. And we use so much of it because it's one of our primary hormones. But women need it too. And stress levels in life can yield low zinc levels. I mean, it's very, very common. You don't have to take a lot of it as a female, but you can pretty much probably look into what's on the label, whatever brand you buy, and they're going to have pretty much the dosage and whatnot that you'll need to look into. And it doesn't take much. I mean, a deficiency with zinc can happen pretty easily, but also can be remedied pretty easily as well. So that's something, if you want to look into that, would be helpful. Now, the other is when it comes to the frequent urination. That's a different animal. A lot of times B vitamins can be depleted, and that can cause it. But it could be the way they did the surgery, and there could be some result as the surgery. That's one of those things where, unless you're clinically with somebody, it's tough to tell. So just it's going to be one of those deals where you can start working on some of the B vitamins like vitamin B1, thiamine, pyrophosphate, see if that helps at all, see if it makes any difference. But yeah, I know you're saying because of the surgery, and I don't ever like to say something's permanent, and I don't know that it is. But that's one of those tough calls that, I mean, with us being here on the radio, it's too quick, and it's one of those things where a physician really needs to see you on that. And continually monitor you just because it's important. It's not one of those deals where I can suggest things. You can go talk to your health food store people, and they can look up some things for you to check out. I mean, dietary-wise, you want to cut down inflammation in the body no matter what. That's a given. So you want to look into the anti-inflammatory diet. Yes, that can help. Getting your adrenals healthy, that can help. There's a lot of things that can help that situation, but hysterectomy is no joke. You know, a lot of times we try to paint a picture that's no big deal, that a lot of women have it done, and they do, but it still does a number on the body. It does. But there's not a reason you can't recover and do very, very well. The libido, I think, is the least of your concerns. That's pretty easy to recover. Supplements and more exercise, meaning if you work out and exercise with some weight training, even 3 days a week, 2 to 3 days a week even, that'll make a big difference in the libido. It'll make a big, big difference in the way that you feel, and it'll make a big difference just all the way around. I think everybody will be happy on that end. Now, the urination, though, that is something you really got to watch. Juniper berries are really good, too, by the way. I don't think I said that. But juniper berries have been known to be very, very helpful in those cases, especially post-surgery. I would even go see an osteopathic physician, look into some of those things, and keep me posted. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth. We're going to Carlos now. Carlos, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Dr. Asa?
Living well, man. What's up?
Well, thanks for getting me on the air. I appreciate that. I know how busy you are and how many calls you get.
Sure.
I just wanted to ask you about, I don't know if it's so much joint inflammation that I have in my knees and elbows and shoulders as it is tendonitis.
Mm-hmm.
I get a lot of joint pain, mostly in my elbows and my shoulders, and a lot of it's due to repetitive work that I do. And then my knee is just, you know, ACL reconstruction that I had 15 years ago, so I know what I can explain that. But as far as the elbows and the shoulders, I don't know what's going on. I've had my blood drawn. Everything's fine. I went to an endocrinologist. Everything was fine. So I'm just trying to look for some kind of natural pain relief, you know, besides, you know, I also have lower back problems, too, besides taking painkillers and sports creams and that type of stuff.
When did it start?
It probably started about a year ago.
Okay. All of a sudden?
I wouldn't say all of a sudden. First it started in my left elbow, and then it's, you know, progressively went into my right elbow, and now it's now starting to begin in my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if it's the lack of muscle, if I've lost muscle mass or not, or if it's other muscles trying to compensate for this or that, this joint or the other. So I'm just trying to look for something that maybe give me some kind of pain relief without having to take the prescription pills and pain, you know, painkillers and sports creams.
No, I know. And it can get annoying. It gets old because you're like, what is your age?
I'm going on 39.
Yeah, so you're young. So, I mean, you're way too young to be feeling that dang old, right, as they say in the song.
Exactly.
So, yeah, we got to get rid of the pains and the aches and all. Let me do this. We're going to go into a commercial break right now. But when we come out, I've just got some questions for you. When you've got multiple joint pain like that, we call it multi-joint pain, where it's showing up in the knees, the elbows, the shoulders, and even in the low back, there's several things it could be. I just need to dig a little bit and ask you some questions. So hang on for just a moment. We'll go into this commercial break. 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, where your health really is your greatest wealth. Hi, America's Lifestyle Coach here. You may have heard me talk about H2O Minerals. Let's hear about H2O Minerals customers and what they're saying.
My name is Dr. Terry Wood. I own Mustang Veterinary Hospital in Mustang, Oklahoma. And I started using Complete H2O Minerals a number of years ago because at that time I needed a good source of iodine. And so I did that and was very happy and got to know the folks there. And then I started working with them and actually came up with a couple of formulas of my own that they've gone ahead and made up, the Dr. Wood Cellular Hydration Formula and the Dr. Wood's Mineral Formula. And they address specific needs that I have with the pets that I'm really, really happy with, and I'm able to do a lot of things I wasn't able to do before, and I'm really, really very happy with the company.
Find out the difference H2O Minerals can make for you. Call 1-877-MINERALS. That's 877-646-3725. 877-646-3725. Or go to CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with Video-Cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy Video-Cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at Video-Cam.com. That's Video-Cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with Video-Cam.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario, still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. even the website where your health really is your greatest wealth. Now, Carlos, we were talking with going in the break, dealing with a lot of multi-joint pain, as we call it, but elbows, knees, shoulders, and you said it started about a year and a half ago. Is that right, Carlos?
Right, but the back was about 5 years ago, and that was an on-the-job related injury. So
okay, I got you. So the other ones have just kind of creaked in as time has gone on, and you're 39, really young, and you're thinking, man, I just don't want to feel like this. Definitely don't want to take medication. What medication did you say you were taking?
I'm on hydrocodone, 10-5.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
That's for the back pain, and of course, it doesn't always alleviate my.
So taking the medication. And what other changes have you made? Have you made any diet changes?
Diet-wise, big time. I mean, I've really cut down on the processed foods. I mean, every now and then I'll have some. You know, I take a dinner to work, but it's either a healthy choice or a Stouffer's. I've really ate more fruit, cantaloupe, pineapple, oranges, apples. A lot more fruit in my diet and probably a lot more vegetables in my diet than I used to have.
Okay.
I've cut down on the chicken, red meat, and potato chips. That used to be one of my biggest vices.
Right. Well, that's good. And so you're still having a lot of the joint pain. Have you increased your omega-3 fats, that sort of thing?
I do take fish oil, 1,000 milligrams a day.
Taking the gel caps?
Yes.
Yeah, I would ditch the gel caps. I would ditch those. They don't really work.
Okay.
And the oil itself is amazing. So okay. The actual oil, like a tablespoon of cod liver oil,
okay.
is going to do night and day what's going on in the gel cap. So
okay.
If you've got that much joint pain, you might even want to consider a couple of tablespoons a day for a short period of time, a couple of months. You might want to consider that and just look into it. Talk to your local health food store folks and your and come up with that. Every brand's different on how much to take, but yeah, you know, just depending on what label and what, you know, company you go with. But that's something to look into because that really helps the joint pain, and it's amazing at how that works. Hey, tell me, dietary, you cut out the junk food. What does that look like?
As far as?
Well, like, give me a typical day, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I'll kind of be the judge of, you know, what looks good.
Breakfast, I either 3 to 4 boiled eggs and an apple, and I pretty much don't veer off from that. That's pretty much breakfast typical.
Okay.
For lunch, I'll have a chicken sandwich and maybe a small thing of fries. And then the dinner is usually, like I said, a Stouffer's dinner or healthy choice. And then my snacks in between is usually either a cup of cantaloupe and or a cup of pineapple and or an orange and or an apple. Usually
okay.
I take all of them depending on what I have in the fridge. So.
Sure, I got you. Have you gone, when your physician, they've done blood work, have they checked for rheumatoid?
I don't believe so.
Okay. When was the last time you've been over to your doctor?
The last time was about 4 months ago.
Okay. There's a couple of tests they can run if they haven't run them. One, well, I would check on your – did you do your vitamin D? Did they check that?
No, they didn't.
All right. Here's the deal. When you've got – we call multi-joint pain, typical diagnosis. Somebody comes in, your same symptoms, and certain blood tests can get run that can be really beneficial. One is rheumatoid factor. It'll kind of be one of the clues to let you know if rheumatoid is even a possibility. The other one is the ANA test. And
okay.
These are just basic tests. I mean, if you tell your doctor that you want to get checked for rheumatoid and joint pain, they'll do all these tests. Uric acid is another one that they'll check.
Okay.
And vitamin D. If they don't check vitamin D, tell them you want to have vitamin D looked at. A lot of times
okay.
with low vitamin D, and most people are, when you get low vitamin D levels like 15 to 20, you're going to start seeing multi-joint pain. It just is what it is. And vitamin D is so important. It's like the wonder nutrient that our body needs. You want to keep those numbers between about 70 and 90 on that blood test. And that's going to be a key. I would definitely have that done and get those tests and have your physician look at those with you. I think it'll be a real clue with what's going on. And the diet, might want to get real serious with the diet. I mean, I realize you're doing pretty good. Don't get me wrong. However, when you get into the fries, and if you do that on a daily basis, or you do kind of the frozen dinners a little bit, see, they've got a lot of gluten in them. The one component, well, two really, when you've got joint pain, to cut out inflammation from the digestive tract, two things you definitely want to do. One is cut out most grains, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, because they contain that protein in them called gluten. And gluten will just literally wreak havoc on your body, especially with inflammation, joint pain, and any kind of pain-related condition. So I would steer clear and just be a little bit careful of that. Also, dairy products. Cow's milk dairy can be the worst when you've got arthritis or joint pain, and that can be milk, yogurt, kefir, whatever, cow's milk base. Now, goat's milk is fine, and also the coconut milk is really good too. So if you need dairy, you like it, you crave it, whatever, then those can be great, I guess, alternatives or great other options for you to look at. But yeah, I mean, it's cod liver oil makes a big difference, and I would get the blood test done because you're not eating horrible. I mean, it's not like you had fast food at every meal, but there's some things to modify. And when you have joint pain that just kind of comes on like that, and it's kind of in multi areas, you always want to start thinking, do I have a little bit of rheumatoid going on? Is it osteoarthritis? Probably not, because rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune condition. It's where the body's attacking itself. And it could be stress, and it could be mental as well, meaning that you're going through things or whatever. And sometimes that can show itself up as joint pain. Now, the injury you had 5 years ago, I don't think probably related, but I would definitely have that looked at, get the blood work done. Proof's in the pudding. That's why I love blood work. You hear me talk about it all the time here on the show. And I've got a lot of hunches, and just you're able to put two and two together when you've seen a lot of things. But the blood work is the key. It's one of the major tests that will give you the clues to lead you down the right path. And it's so great because your primary care physician will be able to look at that and know right away what the root cause is. But the dietary things, without a doubt, when you've got multi-pain, elimination is the key. Cutting down food sensitivities will give you a great clue into what's going on.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the power of essential oils in achieving a great health plan. Essential oils can be safer, more effective, and cheaper than some medicine. Using these natural scents from nature can give your body the tools to thrive and aid in supporting health conditions like cardiovascular health, poor digestion, aches and pains, and more. Find out how to receive a 25% discount, save hundreds of dollars, and get your free guide. Visit healingdropbydrop.com. That's healingdropbydrop.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of a 100% blocked artery in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio. We're going to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Asa. First of all, I just want to tell you I love your show.
Well, thanks, darling.
And the problem I have is my mother. She has what they call aortic stenosis.
Okay.
And I was just wondering if there's anything we can do to dissolve the calcification to keep that valve open. Rather than surgery?
Yeah, there's you know, differing thoughts on that. I mean, the thought is there's a couple of theories. One theory is no, okay? Well, the other theory is that if someone doesn't have enough vitamin D over a long period of time, it causes the free calcium just to be in the body to build up and create plaque. And so not monitoring the vitamin D for a long period of time could be the culprit. And giving someone vitamin D during a time where that happens, I mean, unfortunately, if it gets to the place where they're saying it's blocked or they're saying it's causing aortic stenosis, it can be a real challenge. I mean, one thing you can do is use vitamin D and talk to your doctor about it, get the blood test done, check the values and all that kind of thing. But I wouldn't do it without checking the blood work and, of course, talking to her physician. for sure. But, I mean, it's one thing that you can look into because it controls all the calcium in the body, the absorption, that is. And when vitamin D stays low, which a lot of people it is for a period of time, then it can cause issues with calcium absorption and weird things can kind of happen. So that's one thing to look into. I mean, her diet needs to be really, really good. That's a given. And even if it's been bad or poor for many years, it's okay. Today's a brand new day. I mean, she needs to be doing everything she can today to make it happen. And I would encourage you to, I mean, has she made any changes or are we just kind of, you're just now kind of reaching out and looking into it?
Yeah, we're just kind of looking into it now because it's gotten to the point, you know, where it's like pretty calcified.
Yeah, I would do that. I would ask the doctor to run a vitamin D test, look at her values, and then you could consider looking into taking, she would want to take vitamin D3. If you guys look into it and talk to the doctor about it, they may even write a prescription for you. The prescription stuff is okay. I like a bioidentical vitamin D3 a little bit better. I think it absorbs better, a little bit more potent, and easier on the body, especially on the kidneys. So that's something to look into.
Bioidentical?
Yeah, it's a bioidentical vitamin D3. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. And it's really, really good. I mean, you could go to, and there's we talk about all the different supplements there, and kind of that would be one thing to look into. But don't do that until you've had a blood test, please. I'm just telling you, it's very important. You don't want to take vitamin D3 just to take it. I mean, you always want to make sure there's a need for it. You also want to make sure that you're monitoring the values because it is fat soluble and it can become toxic and build up. It takes a lot to do it, but it's always good to make sure to look into, you know, just a simple blood test. But her diet is a key. I'm telling you, for any type of heart-related disease at all, it's eating a proper diet is important. Now, eggs, one of the top cholesterol-lowering anti-plaque type foods we have, whole organic eggs are very, very good for just overall body health, of course, one of the best proteins you can put in the body, but also it's very good for heart health. That's something to consider as she's going through that. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I talk a lot about all these kind of principles, especially heart health and things to reduce inflammation in the body. I think it would be maybe a great resource and give you some good info along the way. The one thing is don't let her get discouraged and definitely don't let her, you know, lose any hope in the matter because the body is amazing. It's resilient, and as much as it can get sick, it can also get well. And just don't lose hope in that and keep pushing and keep fighting and keep looking for answers. But her foundation has to be her nutrition, no doubt about it. We can look for supplements and we can look for anything else, and she can consider that, but she has to get her nutrition right. It has to be. I mean, that's first thing. You know, you are what you eat, just like my grandma said. And it's true. You really are. It makes a big difference, okay? Keep me posted. Hot weather worsens memory in MS patients. WebMD reported, it says, as winter drags on, most of us are pining for summer. But for many patients with multiple sclerosis, hotter temperatures may not be so welcome as they bring worsening symptoms. Now, new research finds this may be especially true for some of the least well-understood symptoms of the disease, thinking and memory problems. When researchers tested the memories and information processing abilities of MS patients and people without the difference at differing points throughout the year, they found that MS patients perform worse on the cognitive test in warmer seasons. No seasonal difference was seen in test performance among people without multiple sclerosis. So the study is the first to document the impact of hotter temperatures on memory and thinking function in MS patients, says neuropsychologist and study co-author James Sumowski. And they said the study was presented in April at the 63rd annual of the American Academy of Neurology in Honolulu, Hawaii. So great research coming out. MS, obviously a challenge that many people deal with, many people struggle with, and finding different ways to be able to manage that and to avoid flaring up the symptoms or causing any more drama with it is always a good thing. Another thing that's really important with MS is the galactose milk sugar and how it helps through research we found, how it helps slow down the breaking down of the myelin. That myelin sheath is the protective coating of a nerve. And one of the things with multiple sclerosis, it's sclerotic. It's sclerosis beginning with the myelin sheath and melting that away from around the nerve can be a real challenge to our bodies in so many ways when somebody's struggling with that disease. So something else to consider. An Albanian proverb is our quote for the day. It says, when you have given nothing, ask for nothing. That's interesting. The repealing healthcare law will cost about $210 billion. Now, the agency which analyzes the cost and various legislation for U.S. lawmakers said the main difference in the two estimates was mainly because they cover 10-year periods. Interesting. A lot going on with healthcare law. Got to stay on top of that, as it's going to be changing probably rapidly each and every day. Email came in. Vera in Tallahassee, Florida writes, I'm 36-year young working mom. Lately, it seems like no matter what time I go to bed, I'm exhausted when I get up. What do you think could cause this? Vera, if you're feeling that way, 36 years young, and you're feeling tired no matter what, a lot of times it could be the thyroid gland. Hypothyroidism is a low, hypo means low, low-functioning thyroid could be the culprit with what you have going on. The thyroid function changes in women a lot quicker than it does in men. And it might be something you want to go see your primary care physician and see exactly what's going on. Just because they can do a simple blood test, you can check TSH, T3, T4, and get a good picture of what's going on exactly within your body. Because, man, I'm telling you, thyroid conditions can come on so quickly and you get tired and all kinds of things happen and you don't know what in the world's going on. And it's easy to maintain if you figure it out. They can use medication, or there's a lot of natural things you can do for the thyroid, such as iodine, tyrosine, and specific dietary recommendations that can support the thyroid, even to the point where you might not need the medication, which is interesting. A lot of protocols like that we talk about at asaandrew.com. And, of course, we'll talk about it here on the show. A lot of things you can do. All right, 888-283-7272. Lines are open, but we're going to Jack right now. Jack, welcome to the show.
Yeah, good evening. I heard your show last week driving back from Madison, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And I concurred with much of what you have to say. I'm a health professional, too. I'm in my 50s. And what I wanted to share with you was something I've never been able to really figure out. Since childhood, I've been constipated. I'm in my early 50s. I'm 170, 5'10". I eat a Mediterranean diet. But the only thing I found to help my constipation has actually been flax powder. So I use that in my diet. Hey, Jack, I'm on the phone. I got to go. I can't talk. Okay. So I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask you, since you're very versed in so many fields, I can't find a reason why the only thing that really helps me be normal is the flaxseed. And
has it been a lifelong? You said it was almost a lifelong challenge that you've been dealing with, or is it recent?
No, it's since childhood. I'm thin. My parents, they're from Europe. I eat a Mediterranean diet, mostly fish. I follow actually the blood type diet. I don't eat processed foods because they never do well with me. No monosodium glutamate, no nitrates. No sulfates. I really eat a very healthy diet. I'm very physically active, but only in the last year have I been feeling easy in, going to the bathroom. That's the only year. I just said, let's try the flaxseed. Flax oil, flaxseed. Nothing else seems to really help. When they've done a colonoscopy, they find everything normal.
Do you still have your gallbladder?
Do I have what?
Your gallbladder.
Yeah, I have my gallbladder.
Okay, good. That's a good thing. Well, because the gallbladder, a lot of times if they have it taken out, someone has it taken out, that can be a real challenge. If you're having constipation like that, two things. One, there's a neurotransmitter that we use constantly called acetylcholine. When acetylcholine levels get low, a lot of times it can cause chronic constipation. So raising acetylcholine levels can be beneficial. The foods that do that are eggs, beef, nuts, cheese and yogurt, and supplements that are really helpful for that, huperzine, galantamine, and phosphatidylcholine, something you might want to look into, and also eating a red beet at night right before bed.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out on the show where your health really is your greatest wealth. Where do the most active people live? It's kind of an interesting question, isn't it? Where do most people that are active, where do they love to hang out in the world, not just in America? Well, they did a study, and they said that people in the South and the Appalachian region in America are least likely of all Americans to be physically active in their leisure time. The CDC, in a new report, reported. The CDC analyzed all countries in the country, all counties in the country, and found that many regions, more than 29% of adults, reported getting no physical activity or exercise at all, other than what they might get on the job. Now, states where residents were least likely to be physically active in leisure time. Go figure. Here we go. Why don't I let you answer that? Okay, I'll read it. Alabama, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and yes, T-E-N-N-E-S-S-E, Tennessee. Yep, it is. It's on the list. So, unbelievable. Least likely to be physically active in our leisure time. So it's time to get moving, I'm telling you. 7 prescriptions for health there at asaandrew.com. It doesn't cost you a penny to go read them. It might cost you a little bit to do them because you need to get off your duff and make it happen. This has got to be your year to get your health back where it needs to be. Your health is your greatest wealth. Your family needs you to be healthy. Your wife, your husband, it's time. And whatever happened to the days where we look forward to being active, where you get off work and you go play tennis, or you get done with school, younger people now are playing video games, they're constantly staying inside. What happened to the days of going out and playing flag football or tackle football or whatever you do, basketball, and being active? You know, guys that go to play golf, of course you're going to ride in the carts because it's easy. What happens to going and walking 9 to 18 holes? Get out and get moving. You got to get off your duff and make it happen because we're getting sicker as a nation. And one of the biggest keys that we found to improving our health is moving. So check this out. States where residents south, we're really struggling right now. States where the residents are most likely to be active in their free time are California, Colorado, Hawaii, Minnesota, Oregon, Vermont, and Washington. The CDC says that a 2008 survey found that 25.4% of adults in the U.S. failed to spend any free time being physically active, which includes walking, gardening, golfing, and running. And yes, getting out and gardening can be one of the major issues. Just get out and just do something. Doesn't matter what it is. Just make it happen. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Now we're going to go to Ralph. Hi, Ralph. What's up?
How do you do, sir? I hadn't listened to you before on the radio, and my wife told me about you, and I'd contact you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Shoulder, my left shoulder, gives me a problem in mobility, moving it in certain directions.
Okay.
And just wondered if somebody told me I'm having bursitis. When I asked or checked on the internet what bursitis was, it said all itis is just inflammation.
That's right.
So I thought, well, let's see what you'd have to say about this.
We need to kick in. Give me a little bit of background.
Okay. What, like what?
Well, just, I mean, give me some background on when it started, what the pain intensity is, 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Give me a little bit of background on the shoulder itself.
Unless I move it in a certain position or direction, there's no pain at all. I can lay on it, lay on my side, and that's no problem. I can use it for carrying things and pulling things up and so on and so forth. It's just raising it up into a certain position, forwards, backwards, up, down. I'm 56, and...
So there's been no trauma, there's been no injury.
No.
It just started hurting, right?
Right. And it, okay. and it has been intensifying over the period of probably the past 60, 90 days.
Okay. Right shoulder?
Left.
Left shoulder. Mm. All right. Here's the deal. The shoulders can be real tricky. And everything from just a muscle instability, it can be anything from a deficiency in the body, meaning you could have low calcium levels, low vitamin D levels. It can be something simple as manganese. Manganese is a mineral that we have that we get in our foods, but a lot of times if we get deficient in it, it can start causing joint pain. Sulfur is another one. So those are some things to look into. Now, if you haven't injured it and it's just kind of hurting out of nowhere, I would go to your physician and just have them double check. Do a couple little tests, even like uric acid, rheumatoid factor. They can look at ANA. There's several blood tests that they can do just to check into that. And if the pain continues, you might want to have them look into a physical therapy, because physical therapy, the range of motion and the exercises they can put you through can be very helpful too. Now, here's a little thing that we found with shoulders over the years is the bicep tendon. The bicep tendon, if it slightly gets out of the groove, you'll have stability of the shoulder and you can move the shoulder. But if you get it into that one little spot where you raise it over your head or you rotate it internally or externally, it can catch, and it's just unbelievable amount of pain in that bicep tendon. Now, sometimes if you have plenty of calcium in the body, but you don't have enough vitamin D to absorb it, sometimes calcification can build up in that groove and it can cause a lot of pain, almost like a bone spur, but it can build up and cause pain that's just excruciating. And you're thinking, well, how did that happen if I haven't really had any kind of major trauma? Well, that can happen a lot of different ways. That's why our body's made up of three different areas: mental, chemical, and structural. But with a shoulder like that that's catching, I would go have probably a physical therapist look at it. I would also have a physician look at it and get some blood work done, and go from there. All right. Thanks so much for the call.
Keep me posted. You can always shoot me an email.
Thanks so much for the call.
Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, chief engineer, John Garrison. I'm your health and lifestyle coach. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
Designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, while I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.